the head coach of the Golden Bears football program. Chris Morris joins us. Chris, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good, Jason. How you doing?
I'm excellent. When you came in, your first O-line coach was indeed Bill McDermott. What was your first impressions of Coach Mac?
You know, you got every time anybody who meets Coach Mac loves him from the time they meet him. If you're serious about football and you take the game seriously and you play the game a certain way, Coach Mac loves you. And, you know, he takes you under his wing and he's hard on you, but he's fair. And, you know, I was one of those guys, for whatever reason, he liked right from the beginning. And you know, he was my O-line coach my entire career except for 2 years. So I got to know him probably better than most.
I got to know Mac and had excellent conversations, learned a lot from him, had a few good battles as well, which was always entertaining in our profession. Because I think I used a chop block once instead of cut block, and he didn't really like that. So, because there's a significant difference. What was it specifically as far as helping you become a better player was he so good at as a coach?
You know, Coach Mac was a teacher, and that's the thing that I think sometimes people don't understand what coaching really is. And coaching is about taking young men, young women, or whoever you're dealing with and breaking skills down and teaching people the little components that go into a certain skill and then the little components that go into team strategy. And if you can't teach, you can't coach. And Mac was a master teacher. And, you know, although that's not what he did for a living, he coached for a living. He would have been someone who could have taught at any university or any high school or anywhere, and he would have been the favorite teacher at that place because he had a way of breaking things down so that people could understand them. And it didn't matter whether you were an elite athlete or whether you were a ham and egg guy or whether you were, you know, a really intense player or someone who wasn't as intense. You know, Coach Mac could break things down and put it into a way that you would understand. And the part that was really good about him, I thought, was that, you know, he was a true football guy, and he had all the time in the world for you if you were a football guy and if you were a guy who took the game seriously, like as a professional and as someone who cared about the other people in the organization. And he had very little time for people who weren't that way. So to me and to the players who really were all into what we were trying to accomplish there, that's a very refreshing thing because he didn't have a lot of time for guys who weren't all in. And I think that's an important part of being an elite coach.
How did he challenge you? Because, you know, part of it is being a good teacher, and then it's knowing when to push the guy because, you know, we all, and I'm sure you've experienced that, Chris, and probably more so as a coach than when you're a player, that players, we all kind of get in that comfort zone, and every now and then you need a coach to push you out of that comfort zone to take you to the next level of your abilities. How did he do that?
Yeah, you know, the thing with Mac, and I guess it comes down to, do you have the right people in your organization? And if you have the right people in your organization, and you care about them, and you service them, and you treat them the way men should be treated, then they don't want to let you down. And Coach Mac was a master of caring about the people he coached. You know, we'd come off the field like when it was groups that he loved, and you knew when you were part of that, you'd come off after doing something like a great drive where you physically manhandled people, and he'd be crying on the sideline just because he was so proud of his guys, and you just. It instilled a sense of togetherness and a sense of we would never want to let this man down in the unit. And, you know, if you're wired that way, you're a professional football player, you're a professional at what you do, if you care about it that deeply and you care about people who are trying to get the very best out of you. And that's what Mac was good at. Mac was good at showing that he cared deeply and actually genuinely caring deeply about the guys he coached. And that, to me and to the guys that we played with, was so important to us that we would do anything for him. And I think that's where, you know, that's where he was so good at what he did, because for us, he was someone that we would do anything for.
Chris Morris joins us. And Chris, Coach Mac, of course, had the knee surgeries and the hip surgeries and didn't get around. I remember the 1 year he basically coached from the golf cart, which is unique. But how was he able to still explain things not being as mobile as he had in his earlier years?
Yeah, you know what? There's not too many football coaches, offensive line coaches, or whatever that can go out there and demonstrate what you should do. Like, there's DB coaches who can't move like the DBs. There's receiver coaches who can't catch anymore. Like, the ability to break something down and explain to someone what they're doing with their body and how to do it differently is something Mac was really, really good at. I don't remember him ever demonstrating a drill where I was like, okay, that's how I need to do it. But every little thing that I did, he could say, okay, try this or try something different and tweak it so that I could do it. You know, people sometimes overestimate what a coach can do as far as, let me show you how to do this. What coaches should be doing is coaches should be showing you or teaching you a movement, and then you have to take enough pride in what you're doing to practice it incessantly until you're doing it correctly and watch yourself on film, and they can give you little pieces of feedback. When you get to the professional level, you're not talking about an elite coach being able to say, well, here's the little tiny thing you need to do. You need to be able to figure some of that stuff out on your own. And Mac was really good at that, just giving you enough guidance so you could find the way to correct your game and to get back on track when you were off. And he was a master at that, a master of just sort of leaving breadcrumbs for you to figure out yourself.
Chris Morris joins us, head coach of the U of A. Chris, now you've been a teacher yourself all the time. That's you know, something you've talked about. You don't have aspirations to go to the pro level because you want to combine education and teaching football. Do you find yourself as a coach, like when you first started coaching, like did you take tricks from him? Are certain times, is it almost like a parent when you grow up on Sundays, you're 25 and you're like, oh my God, I'm saying things my dad used to say. Is it the same way as a player that you do? Suddenly you're like, man, I'm coaching like Coach Mac.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff. You know what? It's funny because I found myself, because I taught for years and years and years before I started, you know, coaching football. And I found myself doing things that he would do. He'd do these little, he had this, like, I don't know, people won't remember what Kmart is, but Kmart had this blue light special where they'd have this blue light in the middle of the aisle and it would be flashing like a siren. And he'd go off and do this little theatrical thing, do-do-do-do-do, blue light special, when, like if there was a rush end who was lined up a certain way. And he goes, he's coming inside. You can watch, and we'd watch film 100 times, and it would be like, that's the blue light special. That's what's going to happen. And just those little things, those little catchphrases he would use, and just the little things to snap people out of just sitting there watching film, or to snap the monotony, or to just make it a little bit more humorous as you were going through it. Those were really good lessons I learned from him from a teaching standpoint. You know, and again, I'll go back to just genuinely caring about people. You know, people aren't commodities. And if you treat people like commodities, and if they can play, you care about them. And if they can't play, you don't have time for them. That's not what this is all about. And he, as long as you were willing to work and as long as you were willing to invest yourself in it, he was all in for you. Now, you know, at that level, you get pro players, they can all play. But Coach Mack, that genuine caring for you, you don't get that from everybody. And that's something that I think I learned from him, that, you know, if you're going to have people in your organization, you better care about them and you better treat them in a way that they know that. Because if they don't know you care about them, when push comes to shove, when it really is all on the line, that's going to expose you as a team, and that's going to expose you as a coach, because they really are just going to be there for themselves as opposed to there for a greater thing. And I learned that from Coach Mack more than anything else.
Now, was Coach Mack a prankster a little bit at all, a jokester?
Yeah, you know what, a little bit, but not a whole bunch. Coach Mack was very serious about, like, the things we needed to get done. So, you know, with him, you know, he'd tell jokes and he'd tell stories and all sorts of stuff that happened to him. And he had 1,000 of them because he'd been coaching forever. And he had some stories about some guys that, you know, he coached over the years. He coached guys in the NFL. He coached down in the World Football League. He coached in every single league, I think, that ever existed. So he had lots of cool stories. But, like, for him, and you know, it was very, very, it was a serious business. It was about getting work done. It was about, and he'd lighten it up with little humorous things he'd do. But for him, it was such a serious part of his life. And that's why, you know, people, sometimes Mac had a little bit of a gruff side to him, because he wouldn't suffer people who weren't in it for, like,
yeah.
It was important to him. It was his life. Coaching was his life. And, you know, he was out with us since December working with my kids, and he'd be in a little room with them, teaching them, like, whatever he could do in whatever space he had. Like, his last practice on the field, he was out there, and the kids, he was getting to the point where he couldn't get around. The kids would carry him around to the field to where he could do things. Like, he loved coaching. It was what he loved to do. It was his whole life's work. And I'll tell you, the impact he had on people, you know, myself personally, 1,000 other guys that he coached, and even the kids that I had that just worked with him for a couple of months here, is profound. Like, people are touched by his work with him. And you know, his legacy is going to live for a long, long time.
Well, he did impact so many people, you know, U of A and the Huskies and the Edmonton Eskimos, not to mention, you know, many other organizations around the CFL. Pretty sure he coached Bill Belichick in lacrosse way back when as well. So he was a guy who's coached NFL Europe as well, if I'm not mistaken. And even he was in the NFL with the San Diego Chargers. Like, he coached at pretty much every possible level you could ask.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's another testament to, like, to what sort of teacher he was. Because he could come and teach a high school kid, and he was, you know, he worked our academy and taught Banton kids. This is a guy who's coached in the NFL. And he was equally effective. Everybody loved the guy. Everybody wanted, and everybody learned from what he did. And he coached elite professional players a lot differently than he coached Banton players. That's another sign of a master teacher. Everybody requires things to be done a little bit differently for him. So he was... Yeah, he's as good a coach as I've ever been around, you know, and it's a big loss for the football community for sure.
And Chris, for you, what's up next with the Golden Bears?
Well, you know what, we just finished our spring camp, which was really, really good. We got, you know, we're growing up. We got a big group of kids now. That was my first recruiting class going into their fourth year. So those kids are nice, physically mature kids, and we had a good recruiting class again this year, and I brought in a few junior players to sort of add a little bit of age to our defense. So our spring camp went very, very well. I'm very happy with where we are as a team. The kids in our team are starting to really buy into the leadership model we have for that group, and they're starting to lead the group, and they're starting to be a little bit of guidance from within the group, which I think as the team matures, we expected it to happen, but I'm really, really happy with the steps we took this winter in that area. And then, Jason, honestly, the relentless, like, I'm in Winnipeg right now. I'm about to walk into a practice and coach a high school camp that's going on here. Just the relentless recruiting, right? You're always looking for next year's class. So this year's class is done. We had our spring camp. Now I'm working on, you know, the 2017 recruiting class. So it's, you know, everything's on schedule. Everything's going exactly the way we wanted it to. We have a nice structure around our program now, and it's just now a matter of growing up. And I think this is the first year where that starts to show a little bit on the field.
Chris, really appreciate your time. We'll have you in again, of course, talk Golden Bears, but I appreciate you taking some time out to share some memories of Coach Mack, one of the best guys I met in my football covering career. I learned a lot from him just chatting football with him on the sideline, so I appreciate you taking some time.
No, I appreciate you having me on. Thanks very much.
Chris Morris.